For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt. State legislative elections are still more than a year away, but some Western North Carolina candidates have already started campaigning. And just like in 2018, the results of the 2020 election for state candidates will likely have a lot to do with President Donald Trump. Western North Carolina's longest-running political feud just got longer. For the fifth time in as many elections, Waynesville Democrat Representative Joe Sam Queen's opponent in the District 119 House race in 2020 will be Bryson City Republican Mike Clampett.
I feel that Western North Carolina counties, Swain, Jackson, and Haywood, need to have a real representative in Raleigh and somebody that will take and actually do what they say they're going to do and not just be a yes person to get people's vote.
That's Clampett, who lost to Queen in the competitive district in 2012 and 2014. In 2016, Clampett edged out Queen by less than 1% and helped NC Republicans gain a veto-proof supermajority. But Clampett's 2016 victory came on the coattails of an outpouring of support for President Donald Trump. And with Trump not on the ballot in 2018, Clampett's loss helped Democrats break that supermajority. With Trump on the 2020 ballot, the Queen-Clampett race will again be one of the most watched in the state, and its outcome could again be determined by Trump, according to NC Republican Party Chairman Michael Whatley.
The Trump bump was easily worth 2 to 3 points across the state. He had a good 3.5% margin in the 11th district in particular, where he got more votes than anybody else. We saw a tremendous upsurge. And I think, frankly, here in 2020, we're going to see an even bigger Trump bump. The excitement, the enthusiasm that we're seeing for the president in rural areas, just it helps to turn up those numbers and be able to drive a lot more enthusiasm. And that's going to reflect all the way down the ticket.
Getting Clampett back to Raleigh will be a top priority for Republicans, who look to regain a supermajority that would have allowed them to override Governor Roy Cooper's budget veto.
I think what we're seeing right now with the governor's veto and the fact that he's been able to sustain it this long shows you how important it is for you to have the veto override, and it shows you how important it is for us to get those supermajorities in both the House and the Senate.
Candidate filing for 2020 legislative races begins this December. Primaries are in March, and Election Day 2020 is Tuesday, November 3rd. For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt.